How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday night edition of the program. We have, for a bit tonight, we have a special co-host, a guest, and he has been here before. He hosts a cable access TV program, the Garen Green program, and he is with us tonight. Garen Green, welcome.
Hello, Rick.
Hello there.
Yes, that's Garen Green's New World Disorder, as we all know about, right?
World Disorder. I like it.
Yeah, not much order for us. That's them playing their order out of chaos for us, but pretty much disorder.
We want to make chaos out of order for them.
Yeah, they want their order. Order for the people.
That's
at least
for sure.
Not what we would want is order.
Right. And, you, of course, have a program like ours here on the Cox Cable Network in Rhode Island, and you have the Garen Green Show. You deal with issues such as these. And in fact, you just dealt with the USS Liberty attack on your program, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I always do that this time of year. You know, it was June 8th is the anniversary of that event, that tragic event. And
yes,
this year, of course, was the 40th anniversary. So, of course, I, had that on my show to, do what I can to get that truth out because, it's another truth people should know about and many people don't. And it's a tragic incident where, the Israeli military, sea and air forces attacked the USS Liberty and killed 34 and wounded another 172, over 200 casualties. And our government went along with covering it up. As a matter of fact, even as some of the USS Liberty survivors say themselves, they think it was a staged event to get U.S. into the U.S. into the war to attack Egypt and a Middle Eastern state. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Sounds like sounds like it's happening again now, isn't it?
A staged event to have as a pretext for the U.S. to attack Middle Eastern states. Sounds kind of familiar.
Yes. Well, if it works, I suppose, do it again and again. And it did work to a certain extent because Israel, of course, got away with it. And to this day, as you know, the survivors of the Liberty are still waiting for their day of justice. They've never received it, never received a day of true investigation or a chance to even testify to the American people as to what happened, you know?
Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, USS Liberty, the crew, the sailors and Marines were told to shut up. As a matter of fact, they were threatened by an admiral if they ever talked about it, that they would be court-martialed or worse. So they were, they were outright threatened not to talk about
it. Talk about adding insult to injury, huh? All right. Well, here comes the first break. Garen Green is my guest, and we will take phone calls in a bit. We've got to talk about a number of these issues tonight, including Israel's military fears war this summer. What does that mean? Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, well, here we are. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're beginning the program now with Garen Green, who has his own TV program, as you just heard. And, Garen, one of the issues that you have brought up is your intuition that we're being prepared now by the media for an eventual attack on Syria and Iran, the next stage of the neocon wars in the Middle East, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's I see indications that the war pigs, so to speak, are ready to tune it up. There's several events. There was a recent article in Haaretz, an Israeli newspaper, and I'll read it. The title of it is "Israel Military Fears War This Summer." Mm-hmm. Israel's defense forces fear a war could break out this summer with Syria. Israel's Haaretz newspaper reports. The IDF has decided not to conduct military operations in the Gaza Strip to clean out terrorist nests, believing that war might break out with Syria this summer, military sources told Haaretz. The paper added that intelligence analysts are still uncertain about whether Syrian President Bashar Assad intends to start a war or is merely trying to pressure Israel to resume peace talks. Still, IDF analysts say Syria has clearly been preparing for the possibility of war, both through troop training and major arms deals, Israeli forces are making their primary focus repelling a Syrian attack along its northern border in the Golan Heights. Troubles with their Palestinian neighbors are being downgraded to a secondary priority. So that's the way the Haaretz article reads, and of course, by their summation that, you know, Syria intends to start a war where, as we know, usually Israel's neighbors usually aren't the one who start things. It's usually the other way around. Mm-hmm. But of course, that's the way Haaretz puts it. And so, you know, indications that that's one of the indications that Israel is gearing up for war with Syria. And then, of course, there are other indications as well. Syria and Iran, as you mentioned, is in the crosshairs, and Israel, along with the U.S. and their coalition of the willing. Very interesting thing that has mm-hmm. come across my thoughts is that it's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. As you know, they just appointed mm-hmm. a new one, and he's from the Navy. He's from the Navy. So the first, if you can recollect, that a few years ago at the start of this war, when air power was the focal point of the wars, mm-hmm. we had Myers from the Air Force, mm-hmm. An Air Force. Someone from the Air Force was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Then a couple of years later, we had a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from the Marines, and it just so happens, now, as you know, the last couple of years, the Marines have been at the focal point of the ground war in Iraq, and now they've just appointed a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from the Navy, which leads me to come to the conclusion, a reasonable deduction, that the Navy is about to become a primary focal point of the conflict and the wars going on in the Middle East, which, of course, as you know, with the Navy comes aircraft carriers and air power, and so, which would lead me to come to the conclusions that we're about to launch airstrikes on Syria and or Iran. You know, this is another indication along with the Haaretz article. Now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff being from the Navy. And then, I mean, there are many other ones. The conflagration is mm-hmm. just enveloping the Middle East. You have Gaza, Hamas and Fatah, mm-hmm. they're going at it. You have, Lebanon and also Syria. You have mm-hmm. the Lebanese, with the they've been attacking the Palestinian camps, and we've also heard that Israel, their skirmish with Lebanon might be about to, unfurl itself again. Then, of course, in Iraq, things are just spiraling into more violence and more violence in Iraq. You know, you put this all together, and it leads one to come to the reasonable conclusion, as I said, as I have, mm-hmm. that we're about to see things, get taken up a notch. And, mm-hmm. these people, unlike your audience,
yep.
that can probably already come to, a different mm-hmm. conclusion, but you have many people in the general populace that want the war to end, and they think, something's going to be done to scale it back or end it soon. And I'm afraid that just the opposite is the reality, that it's about to turn up.
And interestingly enough, though, you have, you know, people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, Big Brother. We call him the Big Brother. He representing the Illuminati in American politics, basically conveying a kindred message with the European Illuminati division here, that they feel George Bush has been described as a 12-year-old with a shotgun. And George Bush is unstable. He's mentally unstable. He's certainly not well at all. And Dick Cheney is a man who's not well neither physically nor mentally. And he's saying that if Bush, that is Brzezinski, decides to invade Iran, the United States will lose, and the Iranians will close the Gulf to tanker traffic, and that will help bring on a world economic crisis. Now, that may be the crisis they're looking for, to bring about this this new world order and this control in the Americas and the sealing of the borders here a little too late, so that then they can implement his Directive 51, which, of course, you've read about. I don't know. Yes. It could go either way, obviously, one way or the other.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't even think they know for certain exactly what they're going to do. I'm just laying out indications that would lead me to, you know, certain conclusions, you know, certain reasonable deductions based on these events. But as far as that goes, it's true that they have a plan. But they're coming at it from many angles. They want to advance their agenda and program, and of course they have a number of different ways they can go about doing it. So they always have their plans in the works, things being set up, different angles that they're taking. Now it may happen that, you know, something might not be able to work out, something, you know, might not work out just as they wanted to. They may have to pull back on a plan or at least delay it, things like that. But the program, this is, you know, like you said, to carry out Directive 51 to, you know, the economic collapse, to bring in the North American Union and Amero, this is all part of it. So they have different angles to bring this about, different, you know, ways that they can bring it about, and they might use any number of them. And, of course, escalating the war is one of them. So it's a possibility, and from what it looks like, that's what they're really trying to do. I mean, that's what they want. They want to escalate the war to further, you know, their
program. Well, I mean,
program.
You know, you read the headlines today, and they're pretty clear, or yesterday, that the United States does not intend to have any kind of pullout of the Middle East, regardless about the alleged and proposed a limited troop withdrawals beginning within the next 6 months or so. That's nothing more than trying to pacify the American public. They have absolutely no intention of ever moving out of the Middle East again. The United States is there to stay. And barring any major blowback that would be catastrophic for this government, they're going to continue. They're going to continue to push us through the Middle East and plow us all the way through the entire Middle Eastern continent. So I think that's pretty obvious. Yep.
Well, that's always their line, that that they don't want war. We heard the same thing in the lead-up to the Iraq War.
Yeah, we heard that with, let's see, I think a man called Franklin, was it?
Yeah, it's the same old
thing. Eleanor's against war, and I'm against war.
Same old. I mean,
right,
it's the same
old
vibe.
Works every time. The gullible public. All right, we'll be back with Garen Green, and our number is 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn easily, heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here tonight with you on this Tuesday night edition, talking about some issues, and one of them happens to be the next shoe. Is it about to drop? With Garen Green, my guest here with us, and we're going to take a call or two, Garen. 800-313-9443. And let me start with Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, is this the Rick?
What's that?
Is this the Rick Adams, the real
the.
Rick Adams?
This is
all
Rick
right.
Adams, period. Exclamation well, point.
I've tried to call there 100 times. It's the first time I've ever gotten through.
Isn't that something? Well, we appreciate the fact that we saved time for you to get through tonight.
Well,
how's that? We made a little room, a little wiggle room for you.
I'm impressed.
I know you
make great, Doug.
Now, you know, I'm totally serious
mm-hmm.
when I call in. I never, no. never, never have tongue in cheek. My tongue is—I don't even have a tongue, really. It's cut out by the Islamo-fascists.
You mean those that run the media?
Right.
I see.
They're taking control of this country.
Uh-huh. They are. You can see it in all aspects. Yes.
They're everywhere.
Absolutely. They're in the cabinet. They're in Washington. They're in Congress. They are taking over this country. The Dubai ports was just the beginning.
they
see it.
Have the and I maintain a lot of property, Rick, and I tell the people, you know, they say these boards. I bought these boards to put on my deck, and they've been out behind a church for 50 years, and they never rotted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them on my deck, and all of a sudden they're just rotting, and I have to go replace them and this, that, and the other. And he said, why does it happen? And I said, well, they resent your freedom.
That's what it is.
They do. They hate us because of our wheelchair.
Right, they're killing you because of our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And then one today was in there watching on their big screen television, the sunspots, and they said, I wonder what's causing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't even have to think about that. That's Islamofascists that are causing, you know, these little sunbursts, global warming or whatever. And it's so obvious what the problem is. I can't understand, Rick, why people don't understand that every problem on the face of this earth today is the Islamofascists.
You don't think they understand that now?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they understand that that's the core of the problem?
Well, between listening to me and Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz and all other excellent people mm-hmm. out there that have a handle on what's going on in this country,
mm-hmm.
I hope they do. I hope.
No, they hope don't. Yeah, Rush knows all about the Islamofascists.
Well, yeah, they write his paycheck every week. So.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, he must toe the line with them.
And, you know, Rick, I call into these little local shows and whatever, and I get on it. You know, I wade through the screener because I just sound a little dumber than I do right now. But I say, you know, I think, well, Giuliani, he's a man that can protect us from the terrorists.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Doug, you're right on. You're on next, Doug. And then when I get on there, I say, well, he'd probably protect us against him because he's one of them. You know, he's the cover-up guy, the runaway driver, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be in a position to protect us against the terrorists because he's in the gang.
There you go. You may be the McVeigh of Texas.
Well, I hope so, right?
All right. Well, thank you for checking in with us.
All right. For those Islamofascists.
Okay, move along. Let's go to the next line. Joe from Texas. Hello from Eagle Pass. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
All right. Say hello to Garen.
Hey, Garen, how are you, sir?
Hello, I'm fine.
Hey, Garen, don't you find it very strange that within the past 2 years that there's been a lot of generals that have been retiring early?
Yes.
You know, what's going on in the Middle East and all that, don't you find it very strange?
Yes, it is strange, yeah. A lot of them do seem to be retiring. Bush had trouble filling his war czar position. No one really seemed to want that. He finally filled it. But, yeah, that's certainly true, another indication of, you know, some people still have somewhat of a conscience left, and they see what's going on, and some of these people really don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. You're absolutely correct. That's what's going on.
You know, Garen, as well as I do, it's a spiritual battle going on, and Israel's not going to back down. You know it, and I know it. I mean, but they're not going to back down. And I think, you know, a lot of us just got to keep faith and believe God that, you know, we're going to be in there. But hey,
oh yes, and we're there to stay. No question about that, Joe.
Okay, Rick. God
All
bless
right,
you,
thank
brother.
You for checking in, and I'm glad you made it safely through Eagle Pass last weekend.
Thanks,
we'll
Rick.
Be back with Garen Green, Rick Adams, in just 3 minutes from now. With your call, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
We are back now with more of the dynamic duo here tonight, and that is Rick Adams and Garen Green, who hosts his own television public access program. And we are going to take another call, and that is from Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
How you doing?
Good. I'm doing okay.
You know, Rick, there will be a crisis, and patriots should use the chaos that results from it, like the military uses a bombardment prior to an air attack.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of fighting illegals, the one world is a planet and program is to fight, we should eliminate the one worlders.
Yeah, well, we should. No question about that. We got a lot of work cut out for us. Picking them off, that's for sure.
Yeah, there'll be all kinds of chaos when it comes down, and mobs and burning and rioting and everything. And instead of fighting the illegals, we should hit those one-worlders.
Yeah, that's a good point. We shouldn't, these people coming into, the United States illegally are the symptom You know, they're not the disease. They're the symptom of the disease. And, of course, you know, as you've pointed out, who what the disease is, the illegal aliens, the people coming into our country, you know, they're the symptom of the disease. Many things, there are many symptoms of this disease. But, again, you know, you hit it right on the mark. We have to keep our eye on the ball and realize, you know, what the disease is. It's these people that are causing these things, that are setting these things into place, letting all these people come into the United States illegally. They wouldn't be coming into this country if they wouldn't, if they weren't allowed and encouraged to.
And they created conditions in their own country, the One World is dead, where they have to come here to survive. And the illegals that come in here are not the ones that are creating the North American Union either.
Yeah, absolutely correct. Yep, they're not the ones creating the North American Union. They didn't create the European Union, the African Union. They didn't create the World Bank. They didn't create these wars. Certain people, of course, as you know, the people that are behind these. And, yes, they are the disease, and they really we must find a cure for and rid ourselves of in order to make things better. If we focus too much on certain things, like people coming into our country illegally, we get sidetracked off of the real problem.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Barney, for checking in with your usual succinct words of wisdom. Appreciate that very much. We have Frank in Louisiana now. Hello, Frank. You're on the program.
Yes, this is Gringo Frank here.
Yes,
Viva
Frank.
La Reconquista.
We appreciate those words.
Yes.
Good to you.
You're not an Islamo-fascist, are you?
Well, you know, I look at it this way. Whatever they say I am, I ain't. This whole process, I was hearing on Clear Channel Radio today as much as I can take, and I really can't take much of it, but I always like to hear the foolish opposition, the loyal opposition, they call them. And they were talking about how China is trying to get America to sign off with France and Spain and I think Portugal that any of the so-called illegal immigrants that come in here from China, that they would have an extradition treaty and send them back there, you know, so they can be murdered and put in prison in the largest open-air prison slave camp in the history of the world. And 5 years ago, I had a friend of mine was telling me, he said, these Chinese immigrants, he says, they're not who you think they are. And I told him, I said, you know, Tom, I said, first of all, you don't immigrate from China, friend. No one just packs their bags and leaves there. I said, that's probably a lot of that Chinese special forces that's been coming in here, you know. But you see, the whole problem is this disconnect. They've got us with this cognitive dissonance that they, first of all, let our entire industry, manufacturing base and textiles, go to the communist Chinese as, you know, Rockefeller and his protege there, Kissinger, like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're bringing in these illegal immigrants that are openly la raza, the race, the blood, which means I've heard them, they're saying is that everything for our blood, nothing for anybody else, committing sedition. And then it's just amazing the dissonance that people don't really come to understand what's going on here, because I heard on shortwave 2 years ago that they've already found a knapsack Newton, Chicago, and they stopped it. Now, I don't know how true it is, but, you know, you're not going to hear that coming out of Manhattan because that's totally corrupted and controlled. But this whole thing, America is so fast and rapidly headed towards abyss that if people in this country don't wake up, it's like I'm seeing it's like I'm reading a history book every day of the abortion of America. It's just like we're just slowly just going away, and except for this immigration thing, which has come up the last couple of weeks, no one is understanding the whole full picture. The the Israelis or the Muslims. I don't pick either one of them. Both of these people are antichrist. Both of them are persecute you. But they'll come over here, and they'll have all the rights in the world. But you go to Indonesia or to the Sudan or to Israel, and you try to preach your religion, anything, you find out what happens to you. And we get caught up too much in picking sides, well, with the Muslims, this, that. Let me tell you something.
No, that's wrong. And that's why internationalism is wrong. We shouldn't be involved in anyone's affairs other than our own.
Exactly.
That's the policy of America first and American only. And who cares whose side is killing whom? You know, when we placate American troops, put them in harm's way, and send them all over the world as private mercenary armies for the world elite, that's what they're doing. And it's tragic, you know, Frank, to see our young people being wiped out, being killed and sent back, maimed and forever, altered, their bodies poisoned, and the depleted uranium poisoning in the children, the offspring, and these criminals in Washington and elsewhere, these are the ones that must pay, and they must pay dearly for what they have done in the name of liberty and freedom.
Well, there you go. You just hit the nail right on the head. They've been using our military unwittingly as mercs, and, you know, we've been fighting these banker wars the entire 20th century.
Absolutely.
I've been calling the banker wars for as long as I can remember. That's who you're fighting for, the one world government people.
Exactly, no question about it. I sat down the other day. There was a couple in the shop here, coffee shop, and a woman said that I'm not allowing my children to go off to war, the next war, for Bush or for Cheney or anyone else. And I said amen to that. And she said she had some one of these veterans that had come back, and apparently he was not very pleased with what she thought and what she said, and he basically implied that she wasn't a good American. And she said, I am a good American, because what I'm doing is taking a stand against injustice, taking a stand against wars that are illegal. And I went a step further and said, hey, whenever you think that standing by the country means standing by the government or standing by the politicians that run it, and the banks behind them, whenever you confuse the two, you are confused. Because let's not fall down that trap door and think that serving the country means serving the government. And that's what Roosevelt and Wilson did, you see, in previous World Wars. They got the people conditioned to do what the government wanted them to do, rather than what they knew the government should not be doing, minding the affairs of other people.
Well, I even take it one step further. Beyond even country, it's principle. It's right and wrong, good and bad, you know, because, I mean, patriotism has been used to manipulate people all throughout history. And
well, true patriotism and false patriotism, there's a dichotomy, though, between
this is what, yeah, this is what I'm leading to, is
right.
They use, false patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that sense of, you know, quote-unquote, patriotism to manipulate people. This is, an age-old tactic that these types have been using forever. But I'm making the point that, basically my allegiance is aligned with principles, certain principles. A people need a land, and hopefully, you know, if that land is based upon those principles, that's great. But it's basically, you know, moreover, the principles that guide me rather than, you know, a country, so to speak.
Yeah, they've always tried to tell you, well, there's not always a black and a white, there's a gray. Well, there's a gray if you don't know how to think. You see, if you don't think inside their prison cell, which is where our constitutional republic government belongs, inside that constitutional prison cell, they're going to paint a lot of grays for you and confuse it. And I'll tell you a story real quickly. I listened for the first time last week on a scratchy AM station, this Air America program, which is out of New York. It's a front group. And I listened to this woman go on about how she doesn't like Bush, and at the same time she was saying, the people who don't want this immigration bill to pass are nothing but racist. I said, you see how confused you are? You passion Bush's major plan right now. That's a major step in the one world government. And you say you're against Bush, but you're doing exactly what he wants you to do.
Yeah. Those are the lemmings.
Stupid.
Those are the lemmings, my
there
friend.
There you go.
All right, Frank. Thank
God bless
you for
you,
your
man.
Call. Amen. Good call. And we're speaking with our co-host and co-guest tonight here, who is Garen Green. And as you can see, we are opening up other avenues now. We're getting into the illegals. And in Texas, you know, Laredo, Garen, there were three National Guardsmen now who were assigned to the border, accused of running an immigrant smuggling ring after 24 illegals were found inside of a van that one of them was driving. So that,
Torres,
according to the U.S. attorney.
Yeah, Torres and the two others. I mean, yeah. Well,
one of them is Hodge.
I mean, you could, Rodriguez, Torres, or
Pacheco,
you know,
Hodge, the rest of them, yeah.
What, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, you know, come from, you know, be an immigrant and be a, you know, hold allegiance to America, but of course, you know, many of these people aren't, and do these people like Torres and the two others, did they really, you know, have any allegiance? They were serving in the military, but did they really have any allegiance, you know, to this country? And of course, you know, many people who are American aren't. You know, many of the politicians don't hold allegiance to anything but their own, you know, greed and lust for power and wealth, this type of thing, whatever it may be. I mean, this is what you have going on. Now you have our military, you know, which was put near the border. They were told, you know, you can't apprehend, you can't arrest any of the illegal border crossers. If there's an armed border crosser, you have to withdraw and retreat. I mean, we have to stay in Iraq. We have to stay the course in Iraq, Bush tells us. Yet, when it comes to our own country and our own borders, Bush says, you know, the policy handed down to the few troops, which that's just a dog, you know, a dog and pony show. But they're told from our own borders to withdraw and retreat. I mean, this is absurd. Absurdity upon absurdity. And you even have some of the military engaging in human trafficking, smuggling the people into our country. I mean, this is just, you know, again, it's a symptom of the rampant corruption that's overtaken our society, and it's you know, filtered through the society. I mean, now we have our own military. That you know, it was a token gesture, nothing to it really in reality, but we have our own military smuggling humans across that border. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, it's history repeating itself. It's as, you know, I mean, you can look back through history, and this has happened, you know, many times, the fall of the Roman Republic, and that's, you know, many people look at that as the fall of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire disintegrated, but look more at the fall of the Roman Republic and then how it turned into the Roman Empire with the Caesar and the dictatorial Caesarship. And that's, you can see the same thing happening in the United States. The same thing is being repeated. It's just the corruption takes hold. It unfolds itself out. It flows through the society, ripples out through. You have the corrupt society, and it falls. It decays and falls. It's happened many times in history, and it looks like it's happening again.
Well, I think it's already happened here in the United States. The Republic is long a thing of the past, and that's why we have an empire now. And unfortunately, you make a transition very subtly. You don't see it. And when you go from a republic to a democracy, that is always an indication of a sign to dictatorship. Democracy has always been one of the guideposts to tyranny. As you know, the communists always preach democracy. The leftists, the socialists, always speak of democracy as their way to empowerment of the people. What they really mean is empowerment of the elite by pretending to empower the people. So
that's
the state. The state is empowered, you see.
Yeah, the masses of people are manipulated. I mean, democracy only works if you have people who are based in a certain morality and certain principles. If the people aren't, what's it good for? What does it really mean? I mean, if you have
as
people,
I say, tyranny, because it's the rule of the majority, and the majority isn't always right, as we know.
And these people manipulate the people, manipulate the masses.
Yep.
And then what good does democracy do for you when you have these people who are being manipulated, who are deceived?
There we are, right to the 21st century. You bet. All right, stay where you are, Garen. We'll be back with Mike is next and other callers. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams, and Garen Green.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you.
right, we're back, and hey, it's nice to be talking with all of you out there tonight. A lot of callers, a lot of interesting voices, and you know, we do get people virtually every night, I would say, that are new callers, first-time callers. And it's always nice to welcome them aboard, or people that haven't called maybe in a long time, and we hear from them quite regularly. Our next caller may be one of them, Mike from Rhode Island, I believe. Hello, Mike.
How are we doing tonight, Rick?
All right. I think you've called before, but it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been a long time. Last time I think I talked with you was that when we tried to stop the Patriot Act in the city of Providence.
Yes.
Right? We did get that resolution passed.
Right, right.
And that was a good time to see all those people show up and
yep.
voice our opinion.
And say hello to Garen Green.
Hey, what's going on, Garen?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, what's up, buddy?
Well, I'm on the Rick Adams Show talking
yeah,
with
I turned
you
it on
at the moment.
I turned it on, and I heard you, and I'm like, oh, I got to give you guys a call.
Alrighty.
Excellent, excellent. What are you perceiving on these subjects that we're talking about tonight, Mike?
Well, it's the usual. It's the usual stuff. Standard operating rating procedure with the globalists, you know. The New World Order gang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got to keep fighting them tooth and nail. Tell everybody we can. You know, get as much information out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, pass out DVDs. You know, wake them up because it's coming down to the wire. I mean, they're gonna bomb Iran shortly. You know that's gonna happen. You know, they're talking about it in the news every day. Like me and Garen were discussing every day, they ratchet it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on.
Well, I mean, put it this way, whatever these globalists decide to do is not to help America's defense, but to further weaken America.
Absolutely.
And world standing. Even Brzezinski admits that. So that will help bring down America and bring about this new world order. I mean, these people are the enemies of the nation, the nationhood. They're internationalists, not nationalists. People have to understand that.
Right, they are. 100%.
They're the enemies of humanity, anything that's good in humanity, anyway.
Yes.
Because, they're all about power, and they want the world. And in the modern age where we have nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction, they may get the world, but it may not be the world that they wanted. Like the old saying goes, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
They want the world, and they may get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it may not be the world that they wanted. It may be, really a virtual hell on Earth rather than the paradise on Earth for them that they want.
I can guarantee them that.
Absolutely.
Indeed. All right. Mike, did you have another thing you wanted to hang on with?
One other subject. I don't know if you were talking about tonight or not, but I'm sure you've been following the Ed Brown and the Lane Brown case,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of
Rick?
Course.
I was calling to ask Garen. Garen, you in with me on Thursday? And Eric, you going up, buddy?
Yeah, I got to let you know. I got some couple of my buildings that are being torn down. I got to move some stuff out, so I'll have to get back to you on that. I may have to be doing some stuff during the day Thursday. So I'll let you know about that, Mike.
You're going up, right, Mike?
Oh, I'm going up. I'm going into the belly of the beast.
Okay. All right.
You know? So I'm going to bring a video camera. I already talked to Ed the other day.
Good.
I'm going to interview him.
And we need
to get anybody that can hear my voice right now, we need to really rally around these people.
Absolutely. And when you get back, contact Garen and myself, because we'd like to use that on the TV shows as well.
Okay, absolutely.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Mike.
Amen, brother.
Godspeed to you. Very good. We'll be back. Garen's going to stay along with us. Hour number two coming right up with more right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source.